The Collaborative Forest Landscape Restoration Program, we'll call it CFLR for short, calls for a nationwide commitment toward collaborative science-based ecosystem restoration of priority national forests. Millions of dollars will be issued annually through 2019 strictly for projects on U.S. Forest Service land. 10 projects are chosen annually, with 2 projects per year allowed on any one Forest Service region. So what's wrong with America's public forests? We got the USDA Forest Service, the National Park System, and state parks looking after things. Scott Simon is state director of the Nature Conservancy, a CFLR partner.
Well, what's wrong with America's forests is a good question. We have had decades and decades of fire suppression throughout our country because we were concerned about the damages from uncontrolled wildfires. And what happened is our forests have grown up and they've become really dense all throughout Arkansas and all throughout our country.
But here on the Ozarks and the Ouachitas, there's lots of controlled burning going on by Forest Service staff.
You're right. Arkansas and the rest of the South has been a leader in restoring fire to our forests and burns, you know, approximately, I would say, the Southeast, you know, 60% or more of the total prescribed burning in the country. And we're able to do this because in the South we have relative humidity rises in the evenings. It's easier to control some of the fires later in the day. Out west, you know, the fuel buildup is even more, and the burning conditions are much more difficult, so the challenges are greater.
Still, Simon said, we need more prescribed burns in Arkansas to restore forests. So 2 CFLR sites have been proposed on 2 key places.
The 2 Arkansas projects are really exciting. They're exciting because they're big. The Ouachita National Forest Project landscape is about 350,000 acres. The Ozarks is about 345,000 acres. The other exciting part is they've based on a long history of ecological restoration work done collaboratively with a lot of partners. So they've already restored, you know, more than 100,000 acres. And their plans are to restore about 320,000 acres on the Ouachita through ecological thinnings and increased prescribed fire. And on the Ozark, about 218,000 acres, also through ecological thinnings and prescribed fires. And we're already seeing the benefits of both of these projects. So it's exciting to envision them expanding.
The Ozark National Forest site is just north of Russellville and Adkins, and the Ouachita National Forest portion is near Mena and northeastern Oklahoma. Simon said the national CFLR projects build coalition, blending private business, cities and counties, tribes, water suppliers, associations, and non-governmental organizations.
So what's neat about the support by all the groups, it ranges from, you know, timber producer groups to environmental groups like the Wilderness Society, conservation groups like the Nature Conservancy, tribes throughout the West. It's just a really great collaboration of people coming together where they're looking at the same problems on the forest and the same goals of opening them up. And so everybody can find something in their partnership and working together.
This approach to national forest restoration and preservation appears to have no enemies in Congress. Both the Senate and House budgets for 2012 have proposed funding the program at the $30 million level.
And it's because the program works. You know, despite our economy, you know, these forests provide a lot of jobs. And so programs that are going to help enhance the ability for those products to be sold that are also going to restore habitat and protect the watersheds, I mean, those are just very practical, obvious programs that have bipartisan support, as you can see by the number of senators that support it. But more importantly, you know, this program is not an add-on. This is focusing existing Forest Service funding in areas that are most effective to manage their resources.
But only for projects that are ready to go. The proverbial shovel, or maybe in this case, chainsaw and torch ready. In Arkansas, a major private partner is the Ouachita Timber Purchasers Group, which represents a number of forest product companies. Federal, state, and NGOs include Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission, Audubon Arkansas National Wild Turkey Federation, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Arkansas Forestry Commission, the Arkansas Wildlife Federation, and universities from both Arkansas and Oklahoma. So what is the Nature Conservancy's role?
Well, our involvement, like a lot of the partners, and that's why this program works, is to provide staff and funding as match and to help out. So we work with the other partners and the local Forest Service staff on developing the plans. We participate in the long-term monitoring to see if we're actually accomplishing our goals. We don't want to just be thinning trees and putting up smoke. We want to see very specific quantitative goals. How open is the forest? How diverse is the herbaceous understory? What's the abundance of wildlife recovery? We want to see those goals accomplished, and so we participate in the monitoring on both of these projects.
Old-growth Ozarks forests, prior to multiple clear cuts in the early 19th century for railroad ties and barrels, used to be forest savanna, mixed-growth hard and soft woods with a clear grassy understory. As a result, today's forests are dense with uniform growth, lots of brush beneath. The Arkansas CFLR projects would use prescribed burns and selective cutting to stagger tree growth and clear debris. To accomplish this task, the Washtenaw National Forest Project has requested nearly $22 million over 10 years, and the Ozark National Forest nearly $16 million. And once in place, jobs will become available.
You know, our country's recovering from the economy, and we want to, particularly in rural areas, where we want to open up the forest, it takes people to do it. And so the jobs will be in as foresters, as timber markers, as prescribed fire professionalists, which is really a thinking person's job. They'll be responsible for monitoring. So I think as the projects are funded, the Forest Service locally will have positions available for people in these different areas.
In the first round of 10 projects across 9 states, the Collaborative Forest Landscape Restoration Program created more than 1,500 jobs, while it reduced fuel and wildfire risk on 154,000 acres, according to a newly released report. In the process, the report says 107 million board feet of timber was generated, as well as $59 million in labor income. A federal advisory committee met in Utah to evaluate more than 24 new collaborative restoration proposals in 18 states, including the 2 Arkansas projects. Notification will be posted on the U.S. Forest Service website. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.